lights and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to officially open the meeting. My first order of business, I guess, is to see who is going to be what?
Is that called an election?
Yeah. Okay. Call an election.
Here, we've got dog management. I know it's the ranch chair because it's got dirt washed up 8 inches high from the rain on the legs. All right, sis.
Jody, you want to continue what you're doing?
No, I'm ready now. I've got it.
No, I meant continue.
Oh.
As the financial.
Yeah, I'll still be the treasurer, and I would go ahead and assume the legal if nobody else wants to do that as well. I had that before the last board was in place.
Anybody volunteer for legal?
Anybody else want legal?
You probably had it called for.
What's that?
Should you call for elections and open it up?
Well, I figured we get the people that aren't going to move, that don't want to move, you know, we just be done with it. Okay, let's officially take, start with the financial.
Okay, so I'm the treasurer.
I make a motion that Jody is the
treasurer.
I'll second. Anybody second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good. You got it? Okay. Rhodes, I nominate Joe.
At this,
well, let's get the officers first. All of them. First, and see what.
Yeah, and then whoever's going to be your president and assistant or whatever.
Vice president.
Should they make the appointments?
What's that?
Should that be the one that makes the appointments?
Yeah, I guess so.
I make a motion that Phil become president.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Ask and you shall receive.
I know. Okay.
One year of that at a time is enough.
Okay.
Okay, now you can have one.
All right.
Send the roll.
Fresh stuff. Secretary elect.
Right. Let's see. You were a farmer.
Right? Yes, I was.
Oh.
Grew up on a farm.
How about agricultural and wildlife? That fit you?
What does that entail?
Farming?
Out here?
The cows.
Whatever. Yeah. Or how we take care of our land, or not, or fencing, or deer permits, or however that's, whatever is going on that way, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, just asking if you have a partial of that, are you?
I would do what I need to there, I guess.
Okay, let's see.
What else is there?
Well, okay, let me say all these things, and then you can speak up if you... I'm going by this list here in reports. There was legal, facilities and cabin maintenance, roads and fire protection, reservations and web development, water resources and management, ranch activities, agriculture and wildlife, security, public safety and communications.
Can you close the door so we can hear better?
I know.
Thanks.
So, seems like you're a road engineer. How about taking roads and giving Joe here a...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an engineer. You are. I mean, if you want to take over roads, I don't have a problem with that. You know more about it than I do.
Right on. Yeah. Well, I work, road construction for the state of Nevada. I didn't bring that up. Currently still working for the state. I've inspected and tested and done everything. Dealing with road construction.
So roads and fire protection were grouped together in the past. Spill over. Just speak up if you heard one of these other things you got.
No, that's a good move.
Okay.
Joe's
quite a fix-it man. I think cabins would be right down Joe's alley. How do you think?
Yeah, I can fix them in one match.
And a bulldozer.
What was with cabins before here? Where is cabins?
Mouse Turley was. By next month, we're going to have a mouse for
cabin maintenance. Was David Turley?
You know how long that would take.
Okay, so reservations and web development, you don't mind staying there?
Right. And then I'll take HOA with that.
You'll take what?
The HOA, since they email me.
Okay.
And I can go over for classes when I can.
All right.
And then that'll keep us in their loop. You know, to help us.
HOA meaning?
The Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a water committee, but Jody, you want to be on the water resources and management and interface with the water committee? Art. You were security and public safety. You're a fun guy. How about ranch activities?
What?
How about ranch activities?
Yeah.
So are you going to still be here sort of about as much? Or?
No problem.
So, you know...
I would like to stay in the loop with...
You're kind of the party guy.
Paul.
Yeah.
You know,
so
we really did well this year.
So ranch activities, security, public safety, that keep you in the loop?
You can write it. I'll do whatever you ask.
Okay. Wait a minute. So... Communications, isn't that usually...
It's usually been with web, the
okay.
web.
Okay.
So and again, agriculture... They get separated differently. They don't have to stay together in these ways, like Jody just took on legal.
You can swap them around.
Expertise, yeah.
Okay. So let's... So Jody, finance, water resources and management... And legal. Facilities and cabins, name is Joe. Roads and fire protection, Bob. Reservations, website, communications, Bob. Listen, did I get your name right?
Yes.
Yeah. Two Bobs, okay. Roberts, Rob. Broader, still with water resources management, Jody. Activities, security, public safety, Art. Agriculture and wildlife, Leland. Is that okay?
Leland's agriculture, and what else was it?
Wildlife.
Oh, wildlife, okay.
So we'll bring you up to speed a little bit on some of that, Leland. I need to be brought up to speed a little bit on some
of that. What's Joe doing?
Joe's doing...
facilities and cabins.
Cabins, so maintenance, construction,
cabins and
solar system...
Cabins and equipment would be a good new category.
Yeah.
Except maybe as far as road equipment, he ought to be, Joe ought to be any other kind of farm equipment or equipment around here. Does that sound right, Joe?
Yeah.
But he'd be your backup guy.
I'm working for him anyway. I mean, I work for Matt Reynolds in town. I did nothing with construction equipment, and I worked on trucking equipment for 4 years.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I did from
you direct to him. So
That's capping.
It's capping?
Yeah, Leland, you know, our lease with the Longhorn cows, grazing rights that we have with BLM renewal, you'd have to be on top of looking and be on top of those kinds of things.
Okay.
Wildlife, I don't know anymore how it was then. We used to have deprivation tags, but now it's kind of in a pool, I think, and we get so much money a year. So you'd want to know about that. Larry Clarkson, your good resource. I mean.
Larry Clarkson?
Mm-hmm. Clarkson. You know, I'm always involved with it.
Okay. Can I just take off then as your president here and organize this for just a minute?
Let's do it again.
Can I take off? You guys ready for me to assume it then? And
here we do.
Okay.
Well, who's going to be the vice president?
We need a vice and a secretary.
And a secretary.
Oh, okay. I have a thought. I was thinking about the struggle I've watched with notes taking and
minutes.
Stuff.
Right.
And I, in this social conversation, you'll have to confirm this, talked with Candy, Joe's wife. She's going to be at all the board meetings. I think she's an excellent note taker. And I said, hey, if something like that was, I don't think you have to be on the board. I think the board can appoint a minutes secretary.
Yep, can.
And she didn't say no.
She didn't say no?
Well, she might after I talked to her.
Well, I'll talk. Yeah, I'll talk to her and then
she'll get out of it. We're fine.
So as far as that's just for note taking. As far as secretary, what would a secretary do besides what you do as a treasurer, besides take the notes?
I don't
make them. That's it.
You should make Joe the secretary, and she would be under him.
And she's his assistant. Okay, Joe, that sounds good.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, she's doing it. Formality is you're the secretary.
You're the one that's responsible. She doesn't do it. We're coming out.
Well, I get $100 a month, and then she writes the notes.
You can do the dictation, and she can type it out.
Sure, okay. $100 a month. Linda will take it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now. Generally, you have a vice president because if the president's out of town or gone or whatever. So, I don't think that's something I have to appoint.
Does anybody want the secretary position? First,
no, you got secretary. Don't get out. No, you're not going anywhere, Joe.
See what happened?
Be a nomination for vice president?
So, with anybody, I'm going to open up the floor for a nomination for vice president. Anybody feel... so inclined to nominate somebody? Or do we absolutely have... yeah, we should have a vice president.
I would nominate someone. I would Robert Musco.
Are there any other nominations?
Joe Bose. Can't be two.
Can't be two,
no.
Robert. I don't know the position. I'll take secretary. Yeah.
Okay, there's... two of the most experienced other board members are these two, and you've been nominated, I guess, right? Or no,
is
that Robert Musco? Okay.
I'll second
that. If there are no other nominations, are there any other nominations? Then if not, all in favor of this Robert being vice president?
Aye.
Okay. Very good.
I think we decided that he would be called Robert and he would be called Bob.
Okay.
So that would help.
I'll be Bob.
All right.
Actually, call him
I didn't say anything,
Bob.
No.
Right.
Okay, our next board meeting, let's set a date for that right now. I have a wedding in Europe. My son's getting married in the south of France the first. I'll be out of the country till maybe the 11th of October.
We can all go to France.
Why don't we...
do it in France. You're packing
your plane tickets. Why don't we do a workshop like we did last year for the October meeting? Because it's going to...
I would like to see more people involved in that workshop that weren't here last year.
Well, but the thing is, it would be just one. Last time it was three.
That'll be a budget meeting also.
October is the start of the budget meeting. And when are you going to be out? I've got the calendar here.
Okay, so I could be around for Saturday the 11th or Saturday the 18th of October.
Oh, yeah, the 11th is the second Saturday. We can stick with the schedule.
Is that when you usually been doing
it? Yeah, so far it's been, yeah.
Deer Hunt's coming up on the 18th.
Okay, so the 11th is better.
Close
can
to
we? What time do you normally start?
10.
Can we start...
10?
It'd be too cold to be here. Should we do it in Canada? It'd still be okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be nice here.
It'll be okay here, I think. Okay, 10 o'clock. Everybody agreed?
All right. Okay.
That's our next
meeting. The second Saturday of the month, as we can.
As we can.
Can we
make it a short board meeting and go to workshop afterwards?
So what?
Because right now I don't.
When you say workshop, you're talking about job.
No. Last October, right after the annual meeting, three of us couldn't make it. Well, four of us couldn't make it. So they had Jody, Joe, and Robert went and they did a beautiful job on the budget, the proposals, and just did a workshop. Get some of the work done. It seemed like it went better than being in a meeting doing it. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. It's just numbers flying around. And
well, I've always been in favor of having every other month board meeting and workshops in between, only because we're done.
What's the difference? What is the difference? I don't understand.
It's just
there's no voting. It's just brainstorming.
It's just brainstorming where we don't normally do that. We just go with issues. We get a chance to come up with ideas. I don't know, it's just my opinion, and it worked out really well with that. I really, even though that you guys were a little upset that Brooks didn't show up.
Yeah, I don't think that worked really well. I think that we put it together, and it took three more months to get it done because we didn't have everybody there. So whether it's a, and the reason we called a workshop at that point is because there was only three.
We didn't have a quorum.
So we couldn't have a meeting, so we called it a workshop and got the work done. But I think whether it's called a workshop or a meeting, we all need to be there together for it, or else get all this done via email. I can get a budget together and ready, but that's just what on historical data. I would like to have y'all's input because, you know, what Joe might know on roads, I might not know as far as expenses, what's coming in. So input's good.
Okay, because what I heard from the last board meeting I attended is that you come up with a tentative budget by averaging the last 3 years in each category.
Yeah.
But this year, we may want to spend more on roads. We may want to.
Mm-hmm.
So at the October meeting, we would have that kind of input. Mm-hmm. You would send us beforehand the images, and then we would talk about what we feel are priorities or changes that might need to be made. And then by November, do we set the budget so it can go out in December?
Is that when it goes out? It should go out with about...
Okay.
I think we have 2 months to work the numbers.
Statement, yeah.
So
statements that go out in December, we have to be ready. Okay.
10 o'clock then on the 11th.
10 o'clock on the 11th?
Here, right here.
Let's just call it a board meeting. I understand your concept, but I think what I hear is if there's not a quorum, then it's a workshop, sort of. But so for a minute, I want to organize our priorities for next month's meeting. So I see this one first, the budget discussion. And any other, does anybody have a pressing feeling about something that might affect the budget?
Yes. It could affect the budget.
Okay, why don't you just tell us what that is? Not the whole explanation.
We may have to spend money on removal of trailers over at Johnny Brown.
Okay, so we might have expense on Johnny Brown.
It will be refundable at some point.
Will we have more legal expense involved with having to do that or giving notice? Or
I think as a homeowners association, we have the right to do it. They've had 15 years, and the county was involved the first 3 years when I was on.
Okay.
And they still haven't.
Leland?
Interest on that, there's some interest in our group. Of somebody in our group maybe wanting to do that for you. I mean, if I was on the board member, as a board member, can I put a bid on something like that, or does it have to be somebody?
I think you can put a bid on. You just can't vote when it comes time to vote whether you get the bid or not.
Because we have some that may be interested in taking care of that.
Kathy approached me on it, which is a good idea. You know, rather than
we're tired,
hire it out.
Okay. It's
got
to be taken care of. It's been too
long. I've been getting promises since I took over last September.
Okay. So something needs to come to the point.
Yep.
Be done. Okay.
Put it out as a bid, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, if we give them a 7-day notice certified that to respond to it, and then to the end of the month the end of the following month to have it done, and they don't, they need to know what's going
to
happen.
Why don't you make a motion to that effect?
I make a motion to that effect.
Okay, so a second.
Can you write it better?
So, let's construct a motion. There. So it's to give notice now.
Monday morning
to send notice.
Certified notice.
Okay, and we're going to give them how much time?
7 days to respond to the notice.
7 days to respond to the notice, and how much time to move their stuff?
A month from the 7 days, whatever that is.
Okay.
And look at a calendar.
All right.
To have it done.
No, that's 7 days after they receive the notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 5 weeks after the notice.
And then at that point in time, we will take care of it at their expense.
Okay, that's the motion. Is that clear enough?
Yeah, I got it.
Do I have a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I will draft a letter and send it to the board for approval and then send
yes.
it.
Yes.
Was that unanimous approval?
Yes, you're fine.
Unanimous.
Oh, okay, one other thing you heard me talk about, we won't do this next board meeting. I was going to talk about protective covenants and that. Let that slide. Just the next real thing that seems to be a burning issue
I'd like to
is the water
a, make a deal on the water issue here.
Okay.
I'd like to make a
motion. Are you going to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we give Dale Clarkson a notice that by the next board meeting, he comes up with a contract that can be signed. We can put this to bed and get it over with.
Yeah.
And until the contract is signed, it's a clear stop situation, and no further work should be done until he agrees to some kind of a contract.
But if he brings a contract to you, then the board has to consider the contract.
Well, I'm thinking we should start with 9A. That's what we've been forced to, and everybody's agreed with it, and we've known it. And we've gone from, you know,
so version 1 to version 9A,
to version 9
signed.
I've got a suggestion for me here. Being you're the new president, why don't you sit down and talk with him and tell him, well, we're going to get this over with one way or the other. Because we have how many hours?
Oh, it's.
I mean,
here's my take on that. Just hearing Joe and now you, I've been kind of watching from the sidelines, and it seems like it's been 3 years, back and forth, back and forth, and then, and what I read, you know, some emails and stuff is lately that Jody and he pulled out, and supposedly Dale's family was to try to negotiate, and then he didn't want anything to do with what they were doing, so he dismissed them. And 9A was as close as it seemed to get, and yet something about it bothers him, but the board was in favor of 9A. Am I right in what I just described? Then I'm one for just saying, enough's enough. You have to negotiate in good faith, you know. Can't just drag everybody down a road for 2 or 3 years and relatives too, and then say, eh, you know. So why not tell Dale, okay, 9A is as close as we come. The board is willing to live with 9A. You have until the next board meeting to accept it. If you do not, then the water committee, from what I heard out there, is going to come up with a whatever system, and you'll have to comply with them when they have that ready. So it's either fish or cut bait now, Dale, on this 9A. Or take your chances with the water committee when they come up with their new thing. Otherwise, we're going to wait until the next board meeting. He'll say, give us something, maybe. And then we'll have to talk about it for a month or two, and then he'll have to talk about it. And this will just keep. It seems like that's what you guys have been under the gun for.
Since when?
For
November?
Well, I mean, I remember when the whole issue, I'm generalizing the same 3 years.
So, this year alone.
This year, negotiating, you guys have spent a lot of time, have you not? Talking about that.
Many, way too much time.
I mean, they fill in the, you keep referring to the thing that the Water Committee is working on. The thing is a set of guidelines for water developments on the ranch that actually Dirk Clayson threw out to me and Brent about a week ago. Brent filled in a few blanks. We stopped there to see if there was any interest, which I figured we could do right now, today, since I'd see everybody. Dirk, being on the Kane County Water Conservancy District, has some expertise in this thing, and I respect what he has to say. And his, he had 5 or 6 things, you know, that we could formulate into a guidelines for any water development on the ranch, depending on whether it starts on private, whether it starts on association, whether it serves private, whether it serves association, and all the various places those cross. And it would just be, this is the procedure you, as if you come, if you have an interest in doing this, you come to the board.
So it's pre-outlined.
So that everybody knows what to expect. Our big 3-year thing is we never knew what to expect next. And it was more of, it's like playing chess. Dale moves here, move here. Dale moves here, move here. And if there's a path for everybody from now on, we've been lacking this for a long time, which has led to a lot of the trouble. The alternative is where the 9A we feel is a good enough agreement that we can all accept it. You can either take it or, like Phil says, wait for the guidelines to come out, which is going to push reset on everything. And perhaps those would be more favorable to him than 9A. We don't know. Because we haven't done them yet.
How long do you project that the committee would take to formulate this? We have to give it to him within a reasonable amount.
Yes, right. So you're giving him a month to decide from
not in A.
No, no, time-wise. Okay. Right now?
Well, no, I would say...
Well, the next meeting.
I would say he can accept it or reject it by the next meeting.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not going to come up with any other proposal.
No, no.
Through hearing.
We can... of course, Dirk is in Mexico with Dale, so you know he's kind of off the grid right now. But when he gets back, we can. He's indicated a willingness to work with me and Brent, like on anything. I think his exact words: "I can work with you guys on anything." And if we keep, and so it's not that I'm trying to exclude anybody.
So if he comes back and he says, "No, I don't want it anyway,"
we have enough information. I think
then
that we
could work with him and get this.
Yes, yes. And he could, and certainly, if he feels like he's going to be too busy, I'd still ask his advice. Because he knows what he's talking about.
Does that seem fair to Dale, to everybody?
But I think we could have mostly something in place by the next meeting. Certainly.
Well, I'm concerned, you know, we want to be fair to Dale.
Yeah.
We can't keep going the chess.
No, no, I know. And we need to give him as much time as he wants, or as is possible for him to decide before the next meeting, to take option A or option B.
So... Joe, can you revamp perhaps your thing a little bit rather than him coming up with an option?
We can. Well, I wasn't aware of his other option with Dirk, but as far as I'm concerned, it's got to come to a head by next meeting.
It's got to come to a head.
My motion is he either accepts it or the committee comes up with their own
direction.
Or you could say that there will be new guidelines in place shortly and you'll be subject to them. You can leave it open-ended if everyone is comfortable with that.
That makes sense to you, Lynn?
Yep.
Well, that's general, because we're saying you can make a decision yes or no by the end of next meeting, and if it's yes, then we move forward. If it's no, then then we have to start a new...
Then it's to the Water Committee, but the Water Committee will take us in.
Not the board.
Do that in the meantime and have it ready to go.
But the board is going to wait until this time on us.
Yeah. That's what it seems to be.
Two of us get run out by a bus tomorrow and they take longer.
Okay, do I have a second for that motion?
Wait, can we go back and... Because I need to rewrite this.
Okay.
Where are we at on it? Mm-hmm. Can I get what I got?
Joe's, do you want to... I don't want to put words in your mouth, Joe. Go on, tell her.
Well, it's kind of confusing. Yeah, I still say we need to make notice. By the next meeting, we need to get a decision on 9A or... the Water Committee makes the...
Post there.
Or he'll have to wait till the Water Committee has
the Water Committee makes the complete documents that the match is going to go by.
Joe makes a motion to give Dale Parkson till the next board meeting to accept
or reject
contract version 9A or wait till the Water Committee comes up with a general contract with specific guidelines that serves all members.
And if the board passes it, he's going to be stuck with that.
Okay. A second?
No more second.
Chest, second.
No more,
second.
No more second. Poker, no more chess.
All in favor?
No more blackjack.
Aye.
Okay.
Good.
Unanimous?
All right.
No more games.
The other thing that I've seen, because I read a letter that Vance wrote about the Half Moon well issue, and his sister-in-law or cousin brought up that... thing about it being in his... Anyway, he submitted an application for water, but stated in there that it was... he owned it, or... Do you want to recap that?
Yeah, now the application on Half Moon is for 1.73. Most you could get as an individual user to serve lot 130... Which one is not Marcus's lot? 131 or 136?
136.
Okay. He has a little drawing in there. Shows a tank on... 136, which is right next to 131, which is where Marcus has his trailer on a lot he's leased from Clarkson Investments. Marcus and I, and Dale and I, talked about this in August, about Marcus getting water to his lot from Half Moon. And I told both of them, I said, it could happen if it's done properly. Part of properly is some kind of plan. How are you going to do it? Properly is also not just running one little dinky line from Half Moon to serve one lot. If you're going to run a pipe from Half Moon towards Broad Hollow, make it big enough that it can serve more lots up there. In the future, if financing becomes available, we can... One thing we've never investigated, and I talked to RWAUROF, is we could get grants from the EPA to do small water systems here, very likely. We've never investigated it as a source of funding. Anyway, off topic. So I talked to... Marcus about that. Dale came over to me, and I told him the same thing. I said, I'm not opposed if we do it in a proper way. Next thing I know, there's an application to appropriate the paper. Didn't come before the board. Nothing. It's just in the paper, which is the way things have to happen, so that you have to advertise it 2 weeks in the paper. There's a formal protest procedure with the state on things like that. If you don't agree, or if you're either impacted by it directly, like you're downstream, if it's a big claim, or whatever you want, there's a formal protest process, and several of us have gone that way.
Because you protested because... Because
he's applying for water from an association-owned well to use on a private lot. Mm-hmm. It's not the .45 that you're deeded. It's 1.73. So he's completely outside what the PCNR is talking about. This is strictly a claim direct to the state. He's not asking for his .45 from the ranch.
Let me interject this. My gut feeling is... If it's a common property asset like that,
mm-hmm.
well, and a member wants to develop it, this is something for you guys to consider in your water committee.
Mm-hmm.
If he is going to in turn sell, hook up things, or do anything to raise money or to develop it, and he chooses to develop it, you know, one, any development of common ground has to remain common ground property, but still there ought to be like a, some kind of fee, some kind of thing. If somebody stands to use a common property thing to not just pay for it, but to make gain on,
mm-hmm.
that gain should really be the ranches, and if he wants to prepay it or something. So this just
and we should meter that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that water meters do that.
But the reason I brought this up was, you know, I could feel the anger coming out there, and I want us to be not functioning on retribution or you're going to get Dale or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be cool-headed. We got to just do what's right. And not try to squelch or hurt a member.
No.
But be
there.
Yeah. Up front.
And let me explain what the protest, the whole reason we filed the protest is that for 3 years we've been working back and forth with Dale on Meadow Canyon Spring, similar, not exactly the same, but similar situation, ranch water rights serving private lots. And for 3 years, we haven't basically gotten anywhere. Didn't want to start that process again, all over on a whole new issue.
Dale's kind of pushed that issue by doing what he's done. Is that right? Would you assess it?
I want to push reset on Half Moon, make him come to us with the proper stuff, which he has not done. He hasn't presented a map. He hasn't even asked the board. I told Marcus, I told Dale, Half Moon's just sitting there not doing a whole lot. That's fine. If Half Moon was on Dale's lots, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. But it's an association, jointly owned asset. We also use it for stock watering on our own. Okay? But there's things that have to happen. It has to be done right, and I won't go into all the things that means with the state and with
so
us.
So you filed a protest. Is that enough to make this all become resolved with the state as to ownership? Or should, my question to the board members here is, should we file a friend of the court kind of, I mean, should
you
we?
Can. There's send two levels of, you're two, there's two levels of the protest thing, and basically they boil down to, did you remember to send your $15 or not? If you send a protest without the $15, it gets introduced into the file as a letter of concern. But if you file as a protestor, you get elevated a little bit, and you can call for a hearing and stuff like that.
How many of you here understand what Vance just said? And the second question is, do you feel that as a board we should be at co-protester? So first of all, how many feel that they understand it enough? What Vance just described.
It's a complicated issue.
I would look at it. Let's say one thing first.
Yes.
I don't see how we can make a decision on that until we find out his legal right.
Well,
you know, if all he did is file on that, from what I understand, you can file anything you want.
But didn't he file claiming ownership?
He filed on 1.73. In all reality, I don't
claim.
Think
he, no, didn't he not claim ownership of the half?
Yes, and he's starting a new company.
Claimed ownership of the half.
I agree then with.
He filed as Clarkson Investments / Half Moon Water Company.
And then we're asked, I saw that application where it's asked, who is the owner of that Half Moon thing? He said he was.
Yes.
Right?
As far as the base issue is that the Half Moon is an association asset.
But he claimed that it was his asset.
He's making a claim on water.
I got
to a private.
And he didn't say he's doing this in behalf of Deer Springs, right?
No.
Right?
No, he did not.
I got something to say here. Now, you know, we're electing the officers here. If this is going to be a regular meeting, shouldn't all the members be in on this? Or
yeah, we should just skim over some of the stuff.
Yeah, we should skim over pretty quick because they're waiting for us to find out who the new officers are, and we can have a meeting outside. But
well
there was just these really pressing issues
talking.
Yeah, I understand.
The water committee again. That's where it should fall
for this.
Yeah. How much time do we have? Do we have time 24. For the water committee to advise
until
the board?
You can.
So 24th of September.
So
we don't have time until our next board meeting. That's the problem.
No.
Is what you've done sufficient? Or will it give weight if the board does?
It will obviously give weight because you guys are the owners. You represent the owners.
Well, then, my feeling is that we should just point that out. We're not saying Dale doesn't have a right to file for water.
No.
We're just saying, as a board, we would like to point out that in the application Dale Clarkson made, he listed himself as an owner. But in fact, this is an association-owned well, and leave it at that.
And that's what all the protests have been very careful to say.
Would you like me to draft that letter?
Yes. Well, I need a motion and a second and a vote.
I make the motion that the board file an official protest.
An informational protest, kind of thing.
The actual term is letter of concern.
Thank you.
When you receive a protest, it's not.
Can I call you and get the verbiage from you?
Yeah, I can show you how that all works.
Make a motion that the board file a letter of concern on the application to appropriate on
Half Moon Reservoir. Yeah, because we do have both. We need to be careful.
And to point out that ownership belongs to the ranch.
And that was the case that all the protesters have made.
Okay.
It's not that we're saying nobody can ever use that water. It's just that there's ownership issues, there's procedural issues that haven't been met.
I, for one, am glad to develop water. And I'm glad that Dale, if he wants, you know, his projects, if it will help other members, it's just got to be right.
And that's what I was trying to point out in that meeting out there, is that nobody is against Dale. That seems to be the undercurrent. People are like, well, Dale, you know, they were against him, and that's not it.
I would expect if somebody, if I tried to do that, I would expect the board or somebody to find out and slap me upside the head.
Sure.
It's not right. You just don't do things like, if it's my well on my property.
But his expertise and his knowledge is invaluable to what we're striving to accomplish.
Right.
He's just not willing to share.
It's really hard to peel those two apart.
It is.
Okay, do I have a second on her motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, then. The only last thing I would like to say, just a procedural thing for our board meetings. I've noticed it's sort of like being in the OK Corral and having a shootout every board meeting. And so I really want to have a time frame when agendas, if people have a concern, they submit an agenda to you, a petition to be on the board agenda, okay? And that has to be done in a timely manner so that this can be sent out to the board. And if we may decide that's really a committee thing, and say back to the member, we hear your concern, we have a committee for this, we want you to work things out with the committee and then bring it to the board, okay? Rarely is there some real emergency thing, you know. So that at the board meetings, we have an agenda that we can go down through. And the other thing is, we'll have some time for public input, you know. But other than that, it's the board members talking about it. And then if we want to open up for public opinion, we do, or whatever. We'll have to have a mechanism. So for the first thing, it's too soon. I mean, the 11th, what's the date today? The 13th. Well, and the members don't know about this, so we need to get it out to the members. I guess there'll be a newsletter about the annual meeting, and we can do that. That if you have a proposed agenda item for the board, that you submit it. Is 30 days too long a period in advance? Quickly.
Quickly, sorry. They want to know how long, because there's
about
some
3 to 5 minutes and we'll be out.
3 to 5?
Yeah.
You know, it's 3 to 5 minutes.
Is 30 days too much? Should we have it 3 weeks? 2 weeks? I think 2 weeks is too soon.
Well, three weeks, in case you have an annual meeting and then you have another one the next month. You want it after that, so...
So 3 weeks, so our modus operandi is going to be, if people want to be heard about a matter at the board meeting, they submit a petition to be on the agenda, which may or may not be accepted or may be assigned to a committee or accepted, and then we'll have that agenda. And then at these board meetings, we have to keep some order so that we don't have unsolicited testimonials that may or not be, you know, we just have to keep it like a city council meeting, kind of efficient, understanding, wanting to understand the members, giving them opportunity, but the discussion in the end, we're the ones that are held accountable for what we decide.
Well, if we set a time limit on, then that's it. The bell goes off. They got 30 seconds to wrap it.
Okay. I will try to set a time limit on certain of our things. So that for the agenda for our next meeting, budget is primary in my book. Results of the trailer thing. Anything else?
Yes. If Dale shows up with a sign, I don't know if that's it.
We don't have to deal with it anymore.
Then it's a done deal. Yeah.
So the
water, which water thing? It'll be either he signed it or the water committee will be in the process.
We're going to go through the process either way. The guidelines, because they need to happen.
I think we also need to get the signage correctly on this MOU.
Yeah, yes. I'll follow up with Lou Pratt, because apparently
he doesn't have his last email.
Yeah.
Should we be taking the signs down and delivering them with your map to the city?
That's actually the city's map.
Yeah.
That they sent to me, and I printed it big for the...
Maybe we should take the signs down, get in the mob, have him turn them over. Then they have to do something, or they're going to realize there's no verbiage out there.
Signage is better than nothing, yes. Even though they're not particularly good right now.
Okay.
Why don't you just see what is...
I think the sign shop is ready to rock and roll. There was an email thread between Lou, me, and Dirk. And the last email from Dirk was, looks good, Lou. And it just stopped. And I didn't realize that they were actually asking me. I figured as the map maker, I didn't have any input other than that I had some ideas. I didn't really realize they wanted to hear from me. So that's where we're at. And I think the sign shop can crank as soon as...
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. I want
to
tell you...
Oh, Bob's going to take a paper copy straight to City Hall or whatever, too.
Yeah, take the one down.
I don't think it warrants Paul's time to go take them down. They're ready to go on it. Let them do it.
Okay, well, I hope... I'll try to be a good president for you. I'll try to...
You did it before, I'm sure you'll do it again.
I have a few ideas, and probably...
we will hold you accountable.
Yep, we're moving ahead.
He's doing it.
I have been doing the agenda and sending it out to everybody. Do you want to do that now, or do you want me to continue doing
No, I'll give you the information.
Okay.
You'll be our funnel.
So you'll be hearing from me with an agenda, or if any item comes up under your specific expertise, I'll send you an email.
The only thing I noticed, I don't think we need a report from each place. Especially this first meeting.
That was for the annual meeting.
Okay.
That's the requirement for the annual meeting.
Okay. So I may call you individually about your responsibility. If you have questions, call me, and we'll work on that.
And
make a motion.
Wait. So, and for next meeting, I'll put together the three-year revision of the budget. That's just a general guideline to go by. But I'll need input from all your departments on, like, what you think. And I don't know if you guys are, the new guys are going to know how much money you're going to need. But at least, like,
you'll send that out to us ahead of time.
Set it in ahead of time so I can make notes of what we need to think about to include. I know I already got three things from Paul.
May I make one more point, too, is that we've got somebody representative from each area of the ranch here. You should use that to your advantage.
Really,
that's true.
Okay, so that was another thing I really want to do is take those areas. And so can you make me a list of which areas these guys are all from? And then... that's natural.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think we throw Sly Canyon under the bus and not worry about their
major.
Okay. No,
I know. So we have a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Second.
Third.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Great. Let's have